My name's Mike Hadlow. I'm the owner and sole employee of Stecky Limited, which is a little company. I hire myself out for hourly and daily rates to various, mostly corporate customers, and do technical architecture consultancy. I also build software on a fixed price basis as well for a number of different clients. I've been working as a software developer since 97. So what's that now? Nearly 12 years, I guess. And I've been freelance for 10 of those years. So I've been doing .NET since around about 2002, commercially, although I was playing with it since the alpha came out around about 2000. I guess my ASP.NET experience extends to about the same amount of time as my .NET experience, since I was doing ASP.NET web forms right from the start in 2002. I've been involved in building a number of enterprise scale applications with ASP.NET over the years. Since 2002, so probably about 7 years experience with it now.
And you said you'd got some experience with monorail framework as well.
Yes, I became increasingly frustrated with web forms over the years, and increasingly enamoured with ideas like test-driven development and component-oriented development using IRC containers. And web forms doesn't really support that model of development very well. So I was looking for an alternative, and I came across the Castle project, and I did one application with monorail. So I was very excited when the MVC framework was announced.
How would you describe ASP.NET MVC to somebody who wasn't familiar with it?
Right. So MVC, Model View Container, Model View Controller, is, as a design pattern, has been around for a long time. I think it started with the Smalltalk guys back in the 80s. It's basically a design pattern for structuring your user interface code, or what goes behind your user interface code. So the model is the your business entity. So things like you'd have a customer object maybe, or an order object in the case of my e-commerce application. The controller is the thing that actually orchestrates the application. So it decides, brings together the model, any other services, and decides, you know, what's going to happen next in response to a particular input. The view is what the user actually sees. So that's when you take the model and you project it in some way so that the user can experience it. So in the terms of a MVC framework application, that would be rendered as HTML.
What do you see as what differentiates web forms apps from MVC applications? The key differentiators?
Well, the MVC framework is based on a well-established user interface design pattern that's primary focus is on decoupling different responsibilities in the UI, so controlling the application, the actual view of the data, and the business entities themselves. WebForms is based on an entirely different predicate, which is this a kind of a RAD application development idea, that you can take a design surface, drag controls onto the design surface, double-click the control, go into an event handler and write your code in there. So they're coming from very different points of view, I guess. Yeah.
So I guess my question would be, what attracts you to MVC over web forms? What do you think are the key things that make MVC an attractive framework for you to use?
Okay. Well, for somebody like me, I mean, I'm typically developing enterprise-scale applications. So these are applications often with very complex business rules, written by teams of, you know, up to 20 people, often critical to the enterprises they're supporting. On that kind of scale, you really have to put in place development practices which allow you to build large applications and scale complexity without hitting. Any particular sort of breakage points. So having things in place like a component-oriented development, and having things in place like a test-driven development, which allows you to build your application from the point of view of a series of test cases, aid in giving you that kind of scalability. So that's what I'm really interested in doing. And the MVC framework allows me to do that much easier than web forms did.
So you've built an e-commerce application using ASP.NET MVC. Can you just talk a little bit about the architecture and the technology choices you made in that application?
Right, yes. Yeah. So it is based on the MVC framework. Of course, when you're building an MVC framework application, you tend to structure it in terms of controllers, model, and view. There's often a fourth part of that that isn't mentioned in the acronym, and that's the services. So typically services would be the things that do any kind of communication with other parts of your application. So you would have data access services, for example. The architecture I've chosen for that, for Sticky Shop, was using around Link to SQL as the object relational mapping tool. The third major kind of architectural component in Sticky Shop is the Castle Projects Windsor IOC container. An IOC container lets you build your applications in a component-oriented form, with, you know, decoupled components that then you can wire together, maybe in different configurations at runtime.
What about your experience with MVC? Are there any things that strike you as particularly good points, any particularly bad points about ASP.NET MVC?
Well, I think we've gone over the good points. The good points is that it's, you know, it's a well-established architectural pattern. It's much closer to the HTTP protocol in many ways. You're dealing directly with requests and responses, which makes it a more natural fit, I think, than web forms. In terms of cons with the MVC framework, well, it's very new, I think. And we're still trying to work out the best ways of building applications with it. And I'm hoping Sticky Shop is a sort of can help people in that regard. So, you know, it's some of my ideas about the best ways of building applications. But certainly a lot is still being worked out. There's not very much third-party vendor support for it as such. So if you're interested in using third-party controls, for example, you're still much more sort of, there's a much richer marketplace around web forms in that respect.
So I guess I might already know your answer to this, but I was going to ask you if you think there's a sweet spot for MVC where it's just the obvious choice over web forms.
I think if you want to do test-driven development, if you're building large-scale enterprise applications, if you're interested in doing clever things with the HTTP protocol, or even not particularly clever things, but you know, you need to care about the way your HTML looks, and you need to care about your request and your response. If you want to do component-oriented development with an IOC container, any of those things, I would definitely recommend the MVC framework above web forms.
And any future plans with Sticky Shop that you can talk about? Anything in the pipeline?
Sure. Well, it's both a commercial application and a sample application. So I guess there are the two strands there. Commercially, I'd like to get some more customers for it, because that would one of the things I wanted to do with Sticky Shop was make it a multi-tenanted application. So a single application instance could serve multiple customers with diverse requirements. Having other customers would be a good demonstrator of that. And as far as commercial customers are interested in building extra functionality, then that will be added to it as well. And as an open source project, other people are also, you know, submitting patches and adding extra functionality to it too. So hopefully, I mean, ideally, I'd like to see it become a kind of well-respected .NET open source e-commerce application that lots of people are using.